Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, everyone from around the world. This is Reverend Karen Heasley from the Spiritual Path Spiritualist Church, and we are so happy and delighted you have come to listen to our divine service this morning. So sit back, relax, and I hope this service will inspire you in some way. Now I'd like to turn the service over to Reverend Pam Lemon, where she will do the principles and the healing part of the service.
Thank you, Reverend Karen. We'll start with our seven principles of spiritualism. The first, the fatherhood of God. The second, the brotherhood of man. Third, the communion of spirits and the ministry of angels. Fourth, the continuous existence of the human soul. Fifth, personal responsibility. Six, compensation and retribution hereafter for all the good and evil deeds done on earth. And seventh, eternal progress open to every human soul. And now our healing prayer. Divine Spirit, please send the light of protection to all that are here and around the world. We ask that you stay near to us, keeping us safe. We ask that your light shine down upon us, giving us the strength and faith to overcome the obstacles that were placed on our path. Divine Spirit, we ask that you send healing to those who are in need of help today. We ask that your healing light surrounds us and makes us whole again. Let your light, love, and power restore us to perfect health. Amen.
Amen.
And now for everyone, I would like to go over the white light of protection healing prayer for yourselves or others. I did this before, and it's one of my really favorite ways to send healing out and also to heal yourselves and send healing to yourself. It's simple and easy to use, and it can be used at the beginning of your day. You can use it when sending healing prayers to friends, loved ones, pets, or anyone you want to send healing or prayers of positive thoughts. Now relax and sit in a comfortable position. Take a few deep and relaxing breaths. Picture a scene that puts you at peace and makes you feel relaxed and comfortable. Maybe it's a vacation spot, or maybe it's a place in nature that you love to picture in your mind, anything that allows you to feel that peace from within. Now, as you take some deep breaths, picture a white light starting in your heart and slowly filling your entire body from top to bottom. Continue to take those deep and relaxing breaths. If other thoughts are interfering, just gently nudge them aside and continue to visualize the beautiful white light inside of you. Let this white light fill you and give you peace and healing. Now, as you continue to take deep and relaxing breaths and stay in that beautiful scene you started imagining when we started this meditation. Picture that white light reaching out from your body to 3 feet beyond, circling you all the way around. Take a nice deep breath and just relax. Now expand that white light from 3 feet to 6 feet beyond your body, encircling your entire body. Continue to take deep, relaxing breaths as you do this self-healing process. Another nice deep breath and relax. And finally, send that white healing light of protection out 9 feet from your body, encircling you all around. Stay in this meditation as long as you need to feel peaceful, especially when you are anxious or hurting. Now take a nice deep breath and let's picture someone who we love or someone that we know of that's ill, and we can't give them a hug, but we can send them this light of protection and healing. Picture that person. Take a nice deep breath and picture their heart expanding with a white light, encircling them all around, throughout their body. And a nice deep breath. And as you picture them healing, and picture that white light glowing and moving out 3 feet from around their body now. And continue to picture that healing that you're sending them as being effective and helpful for them. Now, as you take deep breaths and gently think of the other person you're sending healing to, picture that white light emanating from 3 feet to 6 feet around their body, helping them to heal and receive your prayers of healing. A nice deep breath now and relax. Now, picture that white light to expand 9 feet from their body, encircling them all around and putting protection and healing encircling them. Take another nice deep breath and keep practicing this simple meditation each day. Notice results of more peace and calmness in your life. When we protect ourselves and others with the light of healing each morning, it adds a bit of calmness to our day. Thank you, Reverend Karen.
Thank you, Reverend Pam Lemon. Now I'm going to turn the service over to Reverend Marilyn Fair while she will do the homily.
Thank you, and good morning, everyone. I am a soul of love, a heart of peace, a mind of stillness, and a being of light. Love is more than a feeling. It is the manifested presence of God. There is no greater power than love. It has the ability to heal the world. Imagine a world of love, where people were kind to each other and touched each other with their hearts, their words, their eyes, and their generosity of spirit. The source of love within ourselves is limitless and timeless. It is always with us. It is who we are. When we realize that, our lives begin to change in ways that we never dreamed of. Our energy radiates out to the world, affects others, whether we know it or not. The power of love is the ability to transform an ordinary moment into something special. Love radiates across boundaries, expressing what is most important, what unifies us. I'll be all right here, instead of divides. Doing small things with great love is more powerful than we realize. Doing things with love reconnects us with our spirituality. Life is a gift of love, and whatever we do in the name of love is a gift to everyone. Listening to someone with an open heart is love. Going deep in prayer is love. It is what unites us. It is what nourishes life in the ways that we never dreamed of. We need to practice the power of love in the world. It unites us. It guides our hearts. And love is oneness. Oneness in our hearts and felt in our souls. It is up to each of us to celebrate this oneness and know its beauty. When we are aware of our true nature, love, we can reconnect to our spiritual nature. When we live in love, we are awakened to the sacred in everything, every breath, every stone, everyone we meet. In the oneness of love, everything is included and everything is sacred. It is the most powerful force in the universe. It is at the core of our being and is everything that exists. Love is caring for each other. It is caring for the earth. It is the simplest things. It is oneness. We need to live our true nature, love. It is the root of all that exists. It reminds us that we are all part of life and each other. Love has power. It connects us to God. It is our natural state. When we start to live in love, we are moving into divine wisdom. When we put love into action, we feel and understand the wisdom that comes from the divine. We are all loving souls who occasionally get lost. When we can focus on the good in others, we are acting from our higher self. We need to remind ourselves how valuable we are and how much we have to give to others. There isn't a separate God for each person. There is one universal intelligence that flows through all of us. And this is the force of love. Remind yourself every time you doubt yourself that you are divine. We all have that spark of divinity within us. When you say to yourself, "I am enough," that affirms that you choose love. You will no longer have to prove yourself. You can travel on the path of love. We were created to be happy. And sometimes we do get off of our spiritual path. But we can always come back to the light of love that is always with us. We can always make the choice to get back on our path and be free of fear and doubt. Each instant of our lives takes place in the present moment, because this is where we all live. We can find peace by not dwelling on the past or focusing on the future and getting ahead of ourselves. When we can be in the present moment, we will know our purpose is to serve others and extend the love that is our true essence. Go within your heart. Know that good things are already in your life. We sometimes forget that. We tend to focus on the negative more. But we can change that by changing how we see life and ourselves. Everyone has challenges to overcome, especially now. That is part of life. We can think of them as stepping stones to get us back on our path. Sometimes we think of people we know and it seems like they just sail through life with no problems, while others can't seem to get away from problems. But it is how we look at life that matters. It is how we view our own life that matters. We can live in a peaceful place despite what is going on around us. They say there is only fear in love. Go with love. Love yourself and know that we have the power to get through those challenging times. We have the power to turn things around. We can live in peace even though there is turmoil around us. Go within your own heart and believe. We are a divine creation and can never be separated from our divine source. Every moment we spend with others, we have the chance to practice love and kindness. Even when life is challenging, we can see others through the lens of love. Love is the underlying principle that moves, that binds, that heals, and harmonizes. Spiritualism teaches us that we attract what is already within us. It is there waiting to be noticed. Each one of us was born with a loving soul. It is when we get older and life happens that things change. But we know that we can find the love of our soul again. We can bring happiness and wholeness back into our lives if we need to. We are much powerful when we come from that place of love. When we are in a state of love, we create an electrical field around us that protects those feelings to others, projects those feelings to others. We can connect to this love so that we can live our lives as if it surrounds us. That loving power is always with us, whether we know it or not. That loving power is God, the creative force, the infinite intelligence, the divine. We are always in it, and it is always in us. Love is the ultimate discovery of who we really are and what our purpose is. When we think, when we choose, when we feel, and when we use our imagination, we are choosing either a path of love or not a path of love. But if we just allow and accept a new way of thinking for ourselves, if we choose a path of goodness, love, and kindness, we can make a much better place for us in the world. I'm going to end with a quote from H. Gordon Burroughs. We must be the constant manifestation of love, and not merely to talk of love. Burroughs also said that love is a mighty power that makes it possible for the eyes, the windows of the soul, to shine with the understanding that God is, that I am, and that everyone in life is part of God.
Thank you. Thank you, Reverend Fair. And now I'm going to turn the service over to Reverend Ashley Ash, and she's going to do a closing prayer.
Thank you, Reverend Karen. Today I will be reading a prayer known as Openness from a book of spiritualist prayer. O infinite and loving God, we come together today for the upliftment of our souls and enlightenment of our minds. Teach us the importance of listening to our brothers and sisters who have been placed in our lives. We know that as we are sometimes teachers, so are we sometimes students. open our ears to the great truth in life and open our minds to greater possibilities, that we may not become too rigid in our thoughts. Lead us along our many paths to wisdom, always reminding us of love, guidance, and patience should we stumble. Remove the blinders from our eyes that we may have glimpses of other truths in life. We are grateful for the freedom to choose our own roads, and we strive to love unconditionally those who seek different means. We know our upliftment will come when we can learn to forgive others and ourselves for our so-called differences. We know we will be uplifted when we can forget ourselves just enough to be in total service to another in need. We know our upliftment will come when we really understand the truth in the words, "We are one." That our spirit guides and teachers are here with us is a joy we sometimes find hard to express. Let light ever shine through them and in turn through us, that others may become aware of the power and beauty of the oneness we share. Amen. Thank you, Reverend Karen.
Thank you, Reverend. Well, that concludes our service, but I just want to touch on a few things. And one thing I want for everyone to do right now is send a lot of healing for all over the world. So let's take a minute and send some healing to everyone all over the world. Thank you. Next, though the church is closed, you know, we're doing a blanket drive as well. So if you have any blankets that you could donate, please bring them up to the church. And that's until the end of November for the blanket drive. We're going to help people that need this service. And we're also taking some donations for families in need around Christmas time. So if you could do that too as well. And I also want to say that we are continuing to have our Wednesday circle, and I'm glad that people have joined us from different parts of the country. And we hope that more people might find it in their hearts to come join us as well, because I don't want people out there to feel isolation at all. So I started this Wednesday circle to help people to connect with others in this time. So if you're interested in coming and joining us on Wednesday evenings at 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, please email me at the church at spiritualpath1@yahoo.com, and I will get you all the information. It's sort of like a Zoom meeting that you can join us in the circle, and we would be most happy to welcome you. And before I close, I want each and every one of you to be the light that helps others see. And remember, you're never, never alone. God bless you all.